Yeah, we just didn't rock up tonight. We, you know, from the second ball of the night until the last one, we were just pretty poor, and it just showed it. You know, it's it's just the way it goes. We did well to get the quarterfinals. You know, we won more games than we did, but you know, when it did matter, once again we fell short.
Lucky for yourself, an inside edge. I mean, sickening two inside edges. In fact, the first two wickets.
Yeah, it's been sort of the story of my last sort of 3 weeks to a month. It seemed to sort of get out either chopping on or something like that. So, you know, it is what it is. It's, you know, missed out unfortunately again tonight in a game when I wanted to score as many runs as I could for the club in a must-win game, and you know, unfortunately, just didn't work.
So many injuries as well at the moment, and you look down the list of probably five or six names that probably would have been playing tonight if they were fit, and of course that would affect any side.
Yeah, it's obviously tough when you're losing your pretty much your middle order and three bowlers. But look, it was an excuse. You know, all the guys that played tonight have played in this campaign. They've all contributed in this campaign. We just, you know, as I said, when it came to it, I mean, when it actually mattered, we just didn't rock up.
It's been a heavy few weeks with the championship getting back underway as well. The list A coming to an end, quarterfinal here. Do you think those injuries have perhaps just caught up a little bit with fatigue as well on the side?
Yeah, you know, it's tough to play all three formats or to be in all three formats. You know, it's the first time we've done it and we sort of felt the strain. You know, you've got to play your best team all the time. You can't rest your seamers. And you can just see by the way the guys are going down at the moment. You know, you've even got Sam Robson going down playing a white ball game. So, you know, it's just unfortunate. It's just where we're at, and we're going to have to manage it from now on.
How quickly do you think the side needs to get it out of the system? There's a two-week break after the Durham game, but crucially, the Durham game arrives on Saturday.
Yes. Look, I think we're quite good at sort of moving our red ball and white ball into different categories. You know, we've got guys that come into the red ball team that haven't played any white ball cricket. So, you know, I think from that side of point of view, we are quite fresh in that. And, you know, we've got 2 weeks afterwards, as you said, so we can give it our all on Friday and hopefully beat Durham and then have a good 2 weeks off.
What do you think is crucial for the moment for Middlesex? I mean, you were here the last time Middlesex won a trophy in 2008. Obviously, you've skippered them to the most successful campaign they've had since then in 2020. You're top of the championship, and that's something I'm sure that dressing room will not want to give up in those final few games.
No, you know, we missed out on the 50 over. On a must-win game, we lost it again, and we lost this one when we got to the quarterfinals. So, you know, I think the emphasis is going to be on us to make sure that we don't make the same mistakes in four-day cricket. I think we are more of a better oiled four-day team. We sort of know what we're doing more in four-day cricket, whereas we're still learning in one-day cricket. So, you know, hopefully in a year or two, we can be in the same place with our white ball cricket.